Chris Capps, where are you? Chris, where is he? Where'd he go?
Chris?
He's coming.
First of all, I'm going to speak in English. I'm sorry for the crowd. Es tut mir leid, dass ich muss das in Englisch sagen. Aber eigentlich ist das für das US-Soldaten, das sind dann die Kaserne. First of all, to all the soldiers who just got back, I'd like to welcome you home. I know it's been a long, long year, 15 months actually, in Iraq. And I'd like to welcome you back to a safe Germany. I want all of you to know that these protesters that are here in front of your base aren't protesting you as individuals, but rather the army's plans for Ansbach. They're not in agreement with the expansion of the base, what that means for the town, and they don't like seeing their town being used as an instrument for a foreign war that they have nothing to do with. The facts for Iraq are horrible. 2 million Iraqi citizens displaced internally, 2 million displaced externally, primarily in Syria and Jordan, but also in other countries like here in Germany, Turkey, Iran. The fact that these wars are allowed to continue with hundreds of thousands of dead Iraqis, thousands of dead U.S. soldiers, it is your right at this point, it is your duty at this point to resist what is an unconstitutional and illegal war. Every one of you in the U.S. military, when you raised your right hand, you swore an oath to defend the Constitution of the United States. That takes precedent over orders from the President of the United States, over the orders of your first sergeant, your company commander. That Constitution is to be held above all of that. It is now your duty to resist what is an unconstitutional war. It is unconstitutional because it breaks nearly every international law there is out there. And part of the U.S. Constitution says every treaty that's approved by Congress is held as part of the Constitution. It is now your duty to resist orders to Iraq. That's all I have to say. I would like to compliment Andre Shepherd as well. You may think he's a coward, a deserter, whatever, but the fact is he is defending all of your rights to resist an illegal war. His example could mean a much easier path for all of you to resist an illegal war. I know all of you know that the army can control when you shit, when you sleep, when you eat, everything. So if you're going to make a stand and resist these illegal wars, then it's going to mean trouble. But someone once told me doing the right thing is not always the easiest thing. That's all I have to say. Thank you.